Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
Hi, I'm Bill Shisko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. In my research for these weekly HealthWise programs, I'm regularly impressed with the importance of potassium. Potassium is the eighth or the ninth most common element in your body, believe it or not. It's a mineral, something like sodium, and it serves as a critical electrolyte in your body. You see, the cells of your body have their own chemical form of an electrical system, and this electrical system connects the cells of your nerves, of your muscles, including your heart, and of your other bodily organs, like your kidneys. And this electrical system simply won't function properly if you don't have electrolytes, minerals, and salts that help conduct the electrical impulses in your body. And electrolytes control the all-important fluid balance of your body, too, and they're important for you to have proper muscle contraction and proper energy production and not just overall healthy biochemical reactions in your body. Bottom line, electrolytes from salt and minerals are really, really important for your body, and potassium is the most important electrolyte mineral. Now, I was stunned to read this, and I checked and double-checked and triple-checked, but modern science really does say that you need about 4,700 milligrams of potassium per day. That's if you're 14 years or older, and that probably applies to most of us. Nursing mothers need even more, about 5,100 milligrams per day. That's right, 5,100 milligrams per day. Children, of course, need potassium as well, but in lesser amounts, and that increases as the children get older. Older people are particularly in need of potassium because the bones of older people get brittle, a condition called osteoporosis, which we've talked about in one of our HealthWise programs, and diets rich in meats and dairy don't help. They increase the levels of unhealthy acid in your system. Foods rich in potassium can counteract that. And if you've had kidney stones, as I have, potassium is extremely important. It can help your body get rid of the acids that can facilitate the formation of some kidney stones, like the most common oxalic acid variety. Potassium also helps to level out the sodium in your body, the sodium that leads to high blood pressure, strokes, heart disease, and heart failure. Well, so you see how important and powerful potassium is, but how do you get it? Well, bananas are the most popular source. You get about 422 milligrams of potassium in each banana. Just be sure not to cook it for any of you who are inclined to cook bananas. Boiling or cooking foods with potassium will lower their potassium levels. A baked potato. Baked potatoes get a bad rap in our nutritional culture today, but a baked potato with the peel, incidentally, you can bake foods with potassium, that's okay, but a baked potato with the peel will give you about 926 milligrams of potassium. Just don't load them with butter and sour cream. I'll have an unloaded potato, please. Also loaded with potassium are prunes or prune juice, oranges or orange juice, just watch the sugar, leafy green vegetables, nuts, and avocados. And if you like dried apricots, they have one of the highest concentrations of potassium, dried apricots. Well, today we're going to explore potassium and its amazing power and role in our bodies, bodies that God has so fearfully and wonderfully made. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And there, in their absolutely fascinating nutrition department, you will meet absolutely fascinating Matt Lombardo, one of Cottage Pharmacy's experienced nutritionists, and he's our guest once again on today's program. Call us with your questions about today's topic, the power of potassium. Call in number 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. 800-585-4400. And you can text your questions. Just put the number under HealthWise, and here's the number for texting your question, 516-367-0391. That's 516-367-0391. Just don't wait to call in or text with your question, because the program is done at about 1:27, and we'd love to hear from you. Anyway, for now, once again, welcome to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. Hey, welcome back, Matt.
Hey, Bill. It's nice to be back.
Great to have you with I've got a question that I want to ask you about bananas in a little bit, but before we get there, what happens, Matt, if we don't get enough potassium into our systems on a regular basis?
Well, potassium is essential in muscular function, and that includes the heart. So if you're not getting enough potassium, you're talking about muscle cramps, fluctuations in blood pressure, not good, not good thing.
Yeah, and remember, folks, when we talk about muscles, You tend to think of of your biceps and your triceps and these other things, but your heart's a muscle, and it's the most important muscle in the body. So Matt, potassium's really that important, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And is it true that lack of potassium has been linked even to infertility and cancer, or is this kind of going out on a limb?
I wouldn't doubt it. The more immediate threats, I think, of low potassium lie in cardiovascular function.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So here's my question for the day. One of the first things that comes to my mind when I'm thinking about this, we need this phenomenal amount of potassium every single day, 4,700 milligrams of potassium per day, and if a woman's breastfeeding, 5,100 milligrams, because of course the calcium is depleted and that effect has to be overridden to some extent by potassium. But one of the first things that comes to my mind for those of us who are 14 years and older and we need that 4,700 milligrams of potassium a day, a banana has only 422 milligrams of potassium. What are we supposed to eat, 11 bananas a day or what?
Right. Well, you know, a banana is a very potassium-dense food, but a lot of unprocessed whole fruits and vegetables are rich in potassium. So if you eat a diet that's, you know, 75% fruits, vegetables, even roots, potatoes, sweet potatoes, it's not as hard to reach that number as you think.
Okay, Bray, I'm staggered by this. I took a supplement that I believe I purchased at Cottage Pharmacy with potassium in it, and I was looking at it this morning, 525 milligrams. That's about one-eighth of what I need in a day. Break it down, say breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Where do you get the potassium from?
Well, I guess the main sources you get it from are, I guess, on a daily basis, most people get it from orange juice.
Okay.
Bananas, avocados. Our culture right now loves avocado. Avocados are, there's more avocado, more potassium in an avocado than a banana.
Okay.
There's different, you know, there's options out there.
Yeah, of course, tomatoes. These are some of the things I picked up. Tomato puree, 1,065 milligrams of potassium per cup. Tomato paste, 2,455 milligrams per cup. But who's going to eat a cup of tomato puree?
Right.
And plus, you've got all the salt in both of them and the sugar in there. So,
right.
So what you're saying is stick to the fruits and the vegetables, right?
Right. If you're eating a good amount of fruits and vegetables per day, and you don't have any underlying health issues, or if you're not exerting yourself physically, then you should be fine.
Yeah, I want to come back to that exerting yourselves physically. That's something we've got to factor in. I've got to plug a recipe here. You can tell my wife and I enjoy cooking as well. Lima beans, 485 milligrams per cup. And if you are used to canned lima beans, no wonder you may not like lima beans. Get the dried varieties, and for one thing, they're cheaper. And follow the directions. Soak them, and then cook them, as they say. And then you can even recook them a little bit, adding whatever spices or seasonings you want. There's a lot of salt in those canned ones. Frozen's okay, but there's no comparison with the dried ones. Also, you get fiber. Incidentally, I don't own a lima bean company, but I'm just promoting lima beans. They're also great for fiber, and they're low in fat and sugar. And madam, I write sunflower seeds are good for you too, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. They're one of the richest sources of vitamin E.
Oh, vitamin. What else in sunflower seeds? We're talking about potassium.
Well, fiber, as you mentioned, minerals, potassium, magnesium, vitamin E. They're very nutritious.
Okay. I'll put them in salads. Matt, what we ought to do is turn this into a cooking program as
right.
Well. Okay. but of course, Matt would agree, and Rachel is also often on this program, the way you cook and the way you eat it's not supplements. We're pushing supplements here, but the, your mainstay. Matt, because you were a physical trainer, are there ways we can deplete the potassium that we take into our systems?
Absolutely. If you train intensely for an hour to 2 hours a day, you can deplete your potassium. The average person who goes to the gym doesn't put themselves at any risk, really, as long as their diet is well balanced. But if you're an athlete or a CrossFitter or something like that, then you want to make sure you get more potassium.
Yeah, and that because it's sweat out of our system. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so for those of you who have physically demanding jobs and you're outside in the summer, that's another thing. And just a little, maybe Matt, for us, develop a little bit more the electrolytes and what that means. Electrolytes that you don't always get just by drinking bottled water, right?
Right. Well, electrolytes, you have to get them from fruits and vegetables, and they're very important at controlling the fluid, the movements of fluid in the body, the movements of blood in and out of the cells and of the organs. So electrolytes are extremely important.
What about beverages that you sell that have electrolytes but don't load you down with sugar?
Well, the number one... my drink of choice for electrolytes, and which happens to be loaded in potassium, is coconut water.
Oh, okay. What's the? You have any idea what the potassium amount? Because we also enjoy coconut water.
Yes. A 17-ounce container of coconut water contains 1,000 milligrams of potassium.
Okay. There we're getting close to this magic number of 4,700 milligrams of potassium a day. So coconut water, what else, man? Can you get these electrolytes in packets so that you don't get all of the, you can put it in your water bottle and not get all the added sugar?
Yes, there are electrolyte-infused waters, mineral waters. There's Pedialyte, which is popular. We sell it at Cottage Pharmacy. Now we have these packets. They're like little tea bags, and instead of tea, they're minerals, and you just dip it in your water, and it can add minerals to your water.
Yeah. Okay. So that's and if you don't want to get the sugars, and should those also have salt in them? I realize because potassium is not sodium, and you need both. Correct.
Right. Sodium definitely plays a role in the body. Unless you're you have high blood pressure or something, a healthy amount of salt intake is necessary.
Yeah, we're talking with Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. We're going to hear a little bit more today. Today's topic is about potassium and the thing you commonly associate with bananas, but we're broadening your horizons for all kinds of other ways in which you can get this magic number of, if you're 13 or over, 4,700 milligrams of potassium a day. If you're a nursing mother, 5,100 milligrams. So this is really, really important. We'll be talking about supplements because if you Google in potassium, you're going to come up with at least a half a dozen different types, and we'll talk with Matt Lombardo about those after this message.
Love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer is always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shisko here with you on today's edition of HealthWise. The power of potassium is what we're talking about with nutritionist Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. Call in with your questions, 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400, or text your question, but do it rather quickly, 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. You can put that number in your mobile device under HealthWise. Matt, as I was explaining before the break, we're talking about different supplements we can get to help us meet our daily goal of at least 4,700 milligrams if we're over 13. But, my, we've got potassium chloride, potassium nitrate, potassium hydroxide, potassium iodide, potassium citrate, potassium sorbate, potassium phosphate, potassium bicarbonate.
Right.
to explain the differences to us, please.
A lot of minerals like potassium and magnesium come in different various forms. And a lot of them are claimed to be absorbed differently. They're chemically bound to different ingredients to make them more readily absorbable by the body.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yes.
So that there's the plethora of name. Now, what, I mean, it is one better for a certain metabolism, or is there one just better overall? I come to Cottage Pharmacy, I say, listen, I'm really convicted now. I got to get more potassium in my system. How do you direct your customers?
Usually diet first. There are I'll direct customers to coconut water.
Okay.
Usually right off the bat if they feel like they're you know, they just ran a marathon and they're short of potassium. We do have potassium supplements. As you mentioned, you're taking one, a 500 milligram potassium chloride. Was it gluconate?
No, I think it's potassium chloride, if I
remember. Chloride?
Yeah.
Potassium supplements are usually sold as 99 milligrams to prevent overdose. So if you look at the bottle, I don't know if you have it in front of you.
No, I don't have it.
Okay. Normally you'll see that it's a certain number of potassium, maybe 500 milligrams from yielding 99 milligrams of potassium. So 99 mm-hmm. milligrams is the total milligram you can get over the counter for potassium.
Okay, so if we're getting, say, potassium chloride, to make it real simple, we may be getting 450 milligrams of a chloride
yes.
and only about 90 milligrams of potassium. Okay,
yes.
So guide us now on, if there is such a thing, a typical supplement bottle, not just for potassium, but for others. What should we look for?
Well, you'll find potassium many times with magnesium as kind of a balancer. Magnesium is also an electrolyte that works synergistically with potassium.
Okay.
So if you want to look for a good potassium supplement, find one with magnesium as well.
Okay. Potassium plus magnesium. And what about the ratios there? What about the sizes, so to speak, of the or the amount of, respectively, of potassium and magnesium?
The recommended dosage of magnesium is 400 milligrams. So you find a 400 milligram magnesium with 99 milligrams of potassium.
Okay. All right. What else? I want to ask you a little bit about taking these supplements, but and just a parenthesis here for those of you who've had kidney stones, the calcium oxalate type. Not all of them are, but most of them are. They will recommend for you, among many other things, the potassium magnesium that you need to take. But I guess, what does it matter? It helps neutralize some of that acid in your system, correct?
Yes. Minerals are alkaline-forming, so it does help to neutralize an acidic body, for sure.
Okay. All right. And it's the same thing, too, with osteoporosis, right? You've got it's an acid that eats away at the bones.
Right. And it causes inflammation and can cause a whole bunch of problems.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Matt, important to take not just potassium, but talk about taking fluid with potassium or other supplements.
Well, potassium, that's how it functions in controlling fluid in the body. Dehydration plays a very, directly affects your potassium levels.
Okay.
If you're on a diuretic or a laxative for an extended length of time, you want to make sure you're getting enough potassium in your diet.
Right. Yeah, because that's depleted. It's excreted from your system.
Right.
Okay.
I just would like to mention that, if you're a healthy individual and you're eating a well-balanced diet with fruits, vegetables, and you don't have any kidney problems or adrenal problems or diabetes or anything like that, odds are, I don't want to panic anyone into, buying too much or taking too much or trying to eat, 10 bananas in a day.
Yeah. Yeah. And a dear friend of mine who is a gastroenterologist had said bananas are really amazing food. If your system is kind of backed up, the bananas will help because the fiber loosen that up. On the other hand, if you've got the opposite problem of sort of loose bowels or diarrhea, it will help. It will help to regulate that. So really fascinating.
Yep.
Probably ought to bring this up then. What about getting too much potassium in our system?
Right. I did want to get to that. Too much potassium can be dangerous. That's why normally over the counter, I think it's 99 milligrams is as high as you'll find.
Okay.
In potassium, because it can be potentially fatal if you have too much potassium in your system. But if you're healthy, you don't have any underlying health concerns.
You said potentially fatal. There must be some intermediate bad steps along the way.
Right. To get to that point, yes. To get to that point, you most likely. You would know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there'd be, and folks, listen to your body, okay? If you're getting something makes you nauseous or if you vomit, if you're getting stomach aches or headaches after you take something, if it's a prescription medication, by all means, communicate with your doctor about it. And if it's a supplement that you're taking, you should be speaking with your medical doctor about it as well. And if a medical doctor, sometimes these things will not work well with your existing prescriptions, which is why when you go to a doctor, you especially if it's a new doctor, you need to have a list of the prescriptions that you take. Matt, talk to us a bit about processed foods. Am I right? Many processed foods don't contain potassium.
Right. A lot of refined foods are stripped. A lot of processed foods are stripped of their nutritional content.
Yeah. Now, of course, that's because they're cooked. And if you boil things with potassium, that takes it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about checking food labels then. We should be more diligent with that, correct?
Absolutely.
What do you look for?
Usually you want to look for lower sodium, lower on the sodium end, higher on the potassium end. low sugar. You know, you want to make sure you drink enough fluids throughout the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the enough fluids. How much?
You want to get at least 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 16 8-ounce glasses.
16 8-ounce. Well, as soon as the program's done, I'll go get my next. But that includes things like coffee and tea, although those are diuretics.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, the point is, folks, most of us don't get enough plain water in our system. And along with your coconut water and everything else, you certainly want to be getting the plain water as well. Thanks so much, Matt, and thanks to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. You can visit them, and we'd love to have you visit them, at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. It really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Remember to mention that you heard us. Please do this. I heard you on WLIE 540 AM, or just WLIE, and you will receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique as well. And boutique is fascinating at Cottage Pharmacy, and also in the nutrition department, which is also fascinating. Oh, and look for Matt in the nutrition department at Cottage Pharmacy. Tell him you heard him on WLIE Radio, and he will show you some of the fascinating aisles and shelves in their nutrition department. There's a toll-free number, and many of you who are listening to this program through other agencies like SermonAudio.com have become avid fans of Cottage Pharmacy. You can use their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963, and you get the 20% discount there, too, if you mention WLIE 540 AM. Hey, next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God's given you. See you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.